Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the Haunted Estate.
I just have to do my warm-up exercise.
Okay.
Doodly 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 do doodly 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 do do. It's Irish folklore.
What was that?
It's Irish folklore.
From where?
It's any three things. I watched a whole YouTube video about it.
Doodly 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 do do.
It's three segments. Doodly do dee. Doodly doody. Doodly doody. And then speed it up a little. Doodly doodly do, doodly doodly do, doodly doodly do.
Where'd the do come from?
I don't know. The fun thing about it,
it changed
is you can make it up.
Every time that you did it, it was different.
I guess
different.
You can call it ska jazz. Have you ever tried ska jazz?
How long has it been since you've been on the podcast?
You were not living at this undisclosed location.
No, I was not. And today... Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
So I don't know what it's about, but Selena requests that we make tinfoil hats for this.
You know why we're wearing tinfoil hats.
But I didn't remember that we had to wear headphones. So
yeah, we had to like form them.
I quickly had to adjust. But why are we wearing tinfoil hats?
Because the fucking aliens are here, Joel.
Right, yeah.
Have you not seen what's been going on in the news in the last little while?
I know. If anyone follows... the Instagram of our podcast, your podcast. We did a whole thing about my alien experience previously. And we actually had on the story one day. We went, do you remember? We drove there in the Mustang.
To see if anything
the location.
Would happen.
Yeah.
I've lost my phone.
You're on live on TikTok.
Jesus Christ.
What a boob.
Fuck. I wanted to show a TikTok. This woman, she had kept track of everything that had happened in the past 2 weeks, of all the crazy shit. It was all the alien-like things that have been seen, everything they've shot down out of the sky.
The weather balloons.
The birds trying to get into people's houses.
Yo, bro.
The earthquakes.
The birds at mom and dad's house today.
That was weird.
And like on the way here, I was like, man, why is there so many fucking birds up there? There was like a crazy amount of birds.
Yeah, they're coming for you.
It's almost like they released a bunch of birds.
Bunch of spies.
Dun, dun, dun.
So just really quickly, the same water that makes a potato soft will make an egg hard because it's what's on the inside that counts.
What the fuck?
It is easier to build a kingdom united than divided. Here's to cheating, stealing, and drinking. If you should cheat, cheat death. If you should steal, steal the heart. And if you drink, drink with me. You go ahead, use all those whenever you want.
Are you drunk?
No. I just haven't been on the podcast in a long time.
It's been a while.
You got a whole new setup of lights, of cameras.
We're about to move again. We spent forever getting the studio together, and now we're moving studios.
And these walls are coming?
They're coming down.
To go to the new place?
Nope, just coming down.
What are you going to do with them?
Burn them. I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do. We're gonna turn this back into a cabin.
Another Airbnb idea?
No. We're gonna turn it into like a good little work oasis.
How did the Airbnb idea?
We never Airbnb'd it because we're like, yeah, this is fucking mint. And then we created it, and then we're like, wow, we really don't want anyone to know where we live.
Totes.
It just is what it is.
Totally.
Yeah.
But okay, sorry, back on track. Other than it being outer space cold in this room, what alien experiences have you had in the past 2 weeks?
I haven't had anything in the past 2 weeks, but like I've talked about my like alien experience before, which was just like my intercepted headphones at work. And I have thoroughly waited like 10 years for aliens to come back to me. And the other day I was pulling out of the driveway and I saw what Carissa saw. In the sky.
I saw the lights, Starlink.
But then it moved behind the trees. I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't see it, but it was the night that everybody saw it. So apparently it's Starlink, but then we Googled what the Starlink, what are they called?
Satellites
look like. And they were 500 pounds and they're as big as a table. This line of light was like 100 yards long. Like it was so long and it was so far up in the sky.
Yeah.
And everybody saw it. And I don't believe them. I don't.
Carissa's my wife. So I was at her mom and dad's house, and then she was coming from work, so we were going to have dinner there. And she had seen a beam of light in the sky, which is remarkably similar to what I would say was a beam of light that I saw when I was a teenager.
Which is way before Starlink.
Which is, yeah. So what I saw wasn't Starlink.
What's really happening?
No, exactly.
I just think that like it's so funny because back in the day we looked for any excuse for it to be an alien, and now we're seeing like all this crazy alien shit, and they're shooting stuff down, and they're kind of just like, I don't think it's aliens, you know, it's just the government.
And what is this weather balloon?
I have no idea.
They shot one down like by St. Thomas, like it was in Lake Erie.
Yeah, like I think it was over Huron. Or Lake Huron? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's not far from us.
I don't know. What do you think aliens look like?
So I think we talked about this before, but how rare. I took astrology as an elective. How rare.
Wait, back the fuck up.
Yeah.
In college?
Yeah. Anyways, how rare the planet Earth for human life to exist on it is. If you took 1 million dice and rolled the 1 million dice an infinite amount of times, eventually all 1 million dice would land with 6 up. And that isn't even close to how rare the planet Earth existing is to sustain our life in the in outer space. So the million dice being rolled, it would land all of them except 1 6 up many times before all six side up, which would be other planets similar to Earth, but it couldn't sustain our life. And like single cellular life turns into multicellular life, and they would be like things we couldn't even think of, totally different. They wouldn't have arms, legs, hands, brain. They'd be so different. We couldn't even begin to fathom what it would be like.
So it's really delicate that we're here.
Incredible. Like, so the rare Earth principle, whatever, it's so rare that Earth exists. Just the right distance from the sun, the right distance, the right speed, the right gravity. Like, just so, it's so incredibly rare.
Can shit hit the fan really easy?
Shit could hit the fan very easily. We could be hit by an asteroid at any random time, be knocked out of orbit a little, and the whole planet would either ignite in flames, it'd be way too warm and we couldn't grow crops, or it'd get way too cold and ice over and we go into an ice age.
I remember them saying like if Earth didn't have oxygen for 30 seconds, it would implode. Like if yeah. Or 1 second, like if oxygen just went away for 1 second, how everything would just like...
Totes, yeah, it's crazy. Earth is such a rare thing.
What do you think aliens would look like?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they're little green men with two arms and two legs.
No.
And two eyes. I don't
used to think that maybe they were just like energy, but like if they need ships and stuff to get around, like are they just like us? And like I have a hard time when I think about space and I start thinking about what's beyond all things. Like you're right, like you think of the universe and that's kind of infinite, but like what's beyond that? Like where does it all end? Where does it all come from? What is? What is being?
And we know it's always expanding. Like we're getting further away from other galaxies.
Like what if Earth is just repeated at different times in history?
It could be.
100 million times.
It could be.
And that's who's trying to reach us.
Could be.
Oh, I'm going to barf.
NASA shoots, what's it called? Avogadro's number and pi. They project pi because math is...
What kind of pi?
3.14.
Oh.
Mathematical pi. They shoot pi into outer space in different directions.
Joel. I thought you meant they sent out lemon meringue pie.
Jokes aside, I do love lemon meringue pie.
Fuck. But,
okay, so NASA shoots out pie because pie is a math, is a universal language. 2 times 2 is 4 in Chinese and English and French and whatever.
Yeah.
So pie is pie in every language. And if other life forms are out there and they receive telecommunications of the number pi, they know that we're an advanced civilization. But a lot of people project or say that's actually a bad thing, because if other life forms did realize that we were an advanced civilization and they could reach us, it would be the equivalent of the Europeans coming to North America and meeting the Native Americans. Like, we would probably become an enslaved race.
Wow, that's insane to think about.
Yeah.
That's like terrifying to think about.
Very.
And then it's like, do we acclimate and all become one, or do we stay the fuck away from each other? Or is that like... Oh my gosh, that just opens up so many other reasons to have war.
Crazy, right?
No, that's bananas. I found some things that I'm gonna read you because I want this episode to just be alien related because of everything that's been going on. Today I saw a video, it was in Vancouver, and it's just a bird, dead bird suspended in air. Just simulation. Up like 20 feet up in the air on the middle of like a suburb street.
Simulation. NPC simulation.
Man, I think like if the aliens are coming, man, they're definitely going to come see me out here because I'm in like the middle of nowhere. Like the middle of nowhere.
Are you in the middle of nowhere?
Do you know today's also a new moon? I'm going to do some witchy stuff later.
Are you in the middle of nowhere? Or are you at an undisclosed location?
We're in an undisclosed location.
Somewhere in Napa Valley, California.
Somewhere in Napa Valley, California is the Spooky Boo Studios. Literally, it's winter. We're in our sweaters.
Yeah, we don't live in California.
Very obvious we're in Canada. Anyway, so I'm going to read you some interesting UFO shit, and I'd like to talk about it. All right, Roswell. It seemingly fell from the sky in 1947. A rancher discovered the strange debris foil, heavy glossy paper, chunks of plastic, and strange metal sticks wrapped in tape scattered across his sheep pasture outside Roswell, New Mexico. After soldiers from a nearby Roswell Army airfield were called in, the local newspaper reported RAAF captured flying saucer on the ranch in Roswell region, promoting a quick clarification from the military, which claimed the materials came from a weather balloon and a reflective kite. Weather balloon. This is again, and this is back in the 40s.
Weather balloon.
For decades, conspiracy theorists accused the government of an elaborate cover-up of a crashed spaceship in the 1990s. Officials admitted that they in fact had not told the whole truth. The debris, they now said, came from a high altitude experimental neoprene balloon fixed with sonic gear for eavesdropping on the Soviet Union. Many people still refuse to accept the official line, and Roswell remains a popular destination for UFO enthusiasts. So, was that balloon a weather balloon, or was that a spy device? And they're curious what we're doing over on Lake Huron. What's your thoughts on that?
The weather balloons are watching me order poutine.
How do you make that bus in dish?
Yeah. So Roswell, New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
It's an army base, isn't it?
It sounds like they have something there.
Is it a top secret army base, American army base, where they test new airplanes?
Nearby Roswell Army Airfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they test secret airplanes there. And you know, in the 40s, there's like really heightened tensions between different countries, even though the Soviets, USSR at the time, and Americans were allied against the Central Powers in Germany, but there was tensions between them, which started the Cold War afterwards. And both sides were like, had a technology race, right? Trying to get ahead of each other. So I do believe that secret army base, they are trying to come up with secret things, but very curious that Roswell, New Mexico, for much longer than just the
40s. When did you get so fucking smart? Like, I don't remember you ever
talking. I like watching documentaries.
You never talked like this for like the whole year we did the podcast. Taylor and I were just looking at each other like,
I like documentaries. But anyways, it is curious that for decades, many people around specifically Roswell, New Mexico, and if you look geographically on a map, Roswell, New Mexico is an interesting spot on the map, that there's such activities, I guess you could say. There's such activities around there that people always have suspicions about. Is it a coincidence that so many people across so many decades, 10 years ago, I saw an interesting beam of light, like 12 years ago, and now my wife, 4 days ago, saw an almost identical beam of light.
And I've seen a light.
And you've seen a light. And other people, especially now in the age of technology and everyone has cameras, there's photos on Facebook of the beam of light.
Apparently it's Starlink internet though.
Curious.
But you saw the same light decades ago before there ever was Starlink.
Yeah, I was like
so
15.
So he saw the same thing.
Very curious.
All right, now here's the next one. This one's interesting.
Almost as curious as this cold ass room we're sitting in.
Okay, the power went out, all right?
It's freezing.
Do you
in
see
here.
This picture?
Yeah.
It's a face. It's a face.
On Mars.
On Mars, all right?
I already know about it.
Okay,
I'm kidding. Read it for the viewers. Read it for the viewers.
You're like savant right now.
I love outer space.
Okay. As the Viking 1 spaceship circled Mars in 1976, seeking landing sites for its sister craft, the Viking 2, it snapped a photo of what looked like an uncannily like a human face, 2 miles long in a region of the planet known as Cydonia. Cydonia or Cydonia?
Mm-hmm.
Was the remnant of some ancient civilization on the red planet. NASA says that the photo actually shows a butte or a mesa with the clouds and shadows giving formation like lifelike qualities. The evidence by a new round of sharper images taken by the Mars Global Surveyor craft on a cloudless Martian day in 1998. It reminds me most of the Middle Butte in the Snake River Plains of Idaho, said Jim Garvin, PhD chief scientist.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
So, to be honest,
it doesn't look like clouds.
It does look like a face.
Yeah.
But it's pretty generic. You know, like a mountain, you know, like a mountain with like 2 peaks is sort of like the nose and mouth and then the 2 eyes. It's,
let me see that.
I don't know. It's not. And like, yeah, think I could of see how,
that, but it's like 2 miles long.
Like think of said, how enormous a planet is to yeah. have a round thing with 2 points. That's, you know, that's not a needle in a haystack in my, what do you think?
I think that we're going to look at it. It's just like when you look at a tree and in the bark, you see a face.
Totes. Or it's like, just, isn't God's thumb a thing? Mountain? In that movie Holes?
I never saw Holes.
You've never seen Holes?
Oh, I know you made me watch Holes. You watched it like twice a day. So I've seen parts of it.
Random
stuff.
Interesting thing. They're eating onions in it. It's actually apples that are painted, but whatever. Okay, go ahead.
What were they eating?
Apples that were painted to look like onions. They're like, oh, is that an onion? They like pull an onion out and start eating it. It's actually an apple painted to look like an onion.
But so they ate the paint?
Well, it's like food coloring.
But how would that work?
I don't know. We should ask our extraterrestrial friends.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We should also ask them why it's so cold in this room.
Joel, my God.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
All right. Here's the next one. Area 51. For decades, if you asked the government officials about Area 51, they'd say there was no such thing or place. But clearly, something was going on in the Nevada desert. Ever since President Eisenhower established this dry lake bed as some sort of top secret site, the name comes from the Atomic Energy Commission's grid number system on maps. The speculation has swirled that it was used for experiments on recovered UFOs and the aliens themselves. On that moon landings were staged there and that the Area 51 was involved in the cover-up of alien spaceship crash in Roswell. Such claims were met with a stony official silence and the government maps showed only a big blank spot. Then in 2017, the Pentagon confirmed spending $22 million on a program to analyze anomalous aerospace threats, including and reported to the close encounters with UFO speculations swirled that Area 51 was all that it was rumored to be. In reality, the site was probably been used to test experimental spy planes and stealth fighter, which would account for the bright lights and loud noises and occasional discoveries of bizarre scrap metal. So what's your vibe on Area 51? What do you know, Mr. Alien Boy?
Area 51 is an army base, and I watched a whole documentary on Area 51 before.
Are people who are born there, live or raised there, live there and never leave? That's what I remember learning. Like anyone who's ever gone in has never come out.
I've never heard that. I'm pretty sure it's just an army base.
But people can't come in or out. I remember the whole storm Area 51.
Yo, when they were all going to, what's it called? Like Naturo run? Naturo run at the gate? He's like all over. He's like going to break the internet.
There was like so many people there and shit.
Wish I could have been there. But yeah, our Area 51, again, hotspot for activity, again, secret army base, again, conspiracy theories, you know, like such activity occurs there. Yeah, coincidence?
Like, I think not.
Well, we learned from the psychic that there's no such thing as coincidence.
Did we just mimic Fairly Odd Parents?
I don't know. I've never
coincidence?
Seen that. I think not. Yeah, maybe. The psychic kind of said that I was kind of like an alien being.
Which psychic?
Valerie.
Intuition witch.
Yeah.
Shout out Intuition witch.
Well, she was
witch.
like we're different, which would make sense that you're different too because you're fucking wild just like me.
Us sitting here both with tinfoil hats on.
Yeah, well, you don't know what I just went through on our way home from mom and dad. So if you guys are watching this, it's actually being recorded on...
Selena's birthday.
My birthday. And I went over to my parents and they cooked me delicious classy chicken.
Just curious.
Yeah.
What kind of... Like, we record this. When does this podcast release?
It'll be out Thursday.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
But the cool thing is... oh, no, this wasn't cool. Sorry. This was the not alien, but very wonderful experience that I had. We're driving on the way home. This, you know, the road where the big Tudor mansion is that I really love? So we're driving along that road, and I always run into somebody on that road. Like, that road always has people on it, which is so weird.
Busy.
We're driving. My body decides that, no, I'm going to poop right now. Like, not, oh, I'm going to hold it. Like, we're driving. Let's say this whole thing happened in 20 seconds. I go, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom soon. Until he's like, oh, yeah. Go. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then my body goes, no, you're not going to go home. You're going to have to poo right here.
Did you pull over?
What car was I in?
The hearse.
I was in the hearse.
It were driving.
And it was at twilight, just getting dark. God. I pull over on the road right by that fucking Tudor mansion. I run around to the back of the car. Thank you for the gift because I use the tissue paper. I run around. I go to the back door and I sit on the edge. Taylor's right behind me about to throw up. And my body, I went through a metamorphosis.
Did it all come out?
What did it sound like, Taylor?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Bro, do you remember when we went to the Beck house? I never laughed so hard in my fucking life. Like, it was like 5 stories up. Selena's like sprinting up the stairs, like, hurry, I gotta go to the bathroom, hurry! Yeah, like just like casual, like,
he doesn't you don't think have to it's go to the bathroom serious.
That bad. Like, as I unlocked the door, she like busts through the door. Like, she must have like turned around, pulled her pants, and jumped 15 feet to the toilet. Cause I swear to God, she literally had just stepped through the door, and then it was the sound of someone pouring a big bucket of water into a pool, like a big pouring water, like, oh my god, you're really gonna poop yourself.
No, I had to run up 6 flights of stairs in an old Victorian haunted house and try not to shit my pants.
Yeah,
that was the night that the window got smashed in.
It was the first ever act of violence for the Spooky Boo Industries.
Now here's a question. Do you think people have been having, like, obviously we've had like some weird, you know, alien-esque vibes. But do you think people have actually been abducted and had alien experiences?
I think if you did get abducted by extraterrestrials, they wouldn't bring you back.
Yeah, I don't think they bring you back.
There's no, I went on a ship and came back.
And it seems like the people who have these stories are a little wacky, but there are some people who are like super normal. Have you ever seen the movie The Fourth Kind?
No.
Fucking terrifying.
I hate movies. You know that, especially horror movies.
What time do you work tomorrow?
It's 6:30.
In the morning?
Yeah.
You're on afternoons, aren't you?
No, I'm on days. I just finished 2 weeks afternoons. You want to watch The Fourth Kind? No, fuck no. I hate horror movies. You guys should have seen me trying to watch the movie The Ritual.
Yeah, and then he comes and brags about how he watched it, and I find out that he actually hid, left his wife alone, laid in the fetal position in the bathroom, and Googled how it ended.
Scared the shit out of me.
That wasn't even a scary movie.
You high as hell, girl. That scared the shit out of me.
That was not a scary movie at all.
Scared the shit out of me.
Not at all.
Specifically because like they're like lost in the woods and I hang out in the woods, play in the woods, get lost in the woods, go camping in the woods.
Anyways, I'm going to read you.
Yeah, we kind of got off topic there.
That's all right. We went into poo and the ritual. Now let's head back to aliens. August 17th, 2009. In a small New England town, members of a support group, which boasts a growing membership of 1,500, gather for a secret meeting. I want to let you know that you're not alone, the group leader begins. Twin sisters, Audrey and Debbie, who have asked that their last name and hometown be withheld, have come a long way to share their experiences. It was a long, tiresome battle, Audrey says. It's impacted my life tremendously, and I'm still in therapy. The group that is assembled for this meeting is not struggling with alcohol, drugs, sex addiction, or gambling. They are part of Starborn, the alien experience and awareness support group catering to those who say they have been abducted by aliens. Many people have wondered, are Earthlings living on a speck of dust alone in the infinite universe, or are there other intelligent life forms out there in the cosmos? Nearly half of all Americans and millions globally believe that they are not alone. According to a 2000 ABC poll, while 40 million Americans say that they have seen or know someone who has seen an unidentified flying object or UFO, a growing number believe they've actually met aliens. Audrey and Debbie not only said that aliens exist, but that they have made contact with them. The twins said that it started when they were young. I was probably about 5 years old or so, and a bright blue night would come into the room from outside and the door would open. There would be a foggy kind of misty blue light just shining through the whole house, Audrey said. And these two figures would come in. There would be a tall one, and they had black capes. They were bald and had huge eyes. Audrey and her sister call their visitors the Bald Man, but they're better known as UFO circles as the Greys, a race of extraterrestrials categorized by the grayish color of their skin. The twins' first encounter with aliens say that it came during their childhood and continued into adulthood. They also believe that they've been abducted together on the same spaceship, only to compare stories afterwards. We've been together on abductions, Audrey said. We've been up in the craft and seen our house from above, so we realize that they're not from here. They are very good at mind erasing, or whatever you want to call it. They'll leave you with bits and pieces of things that you can remember, so we do remember certain things of our time being there together. When asked why aliens would continue to abduct them together, the twins had no explanation. That's the question I ask myself, Debbie said. A lot of times I'll wake up saying, why me? Why me? Why can't this happen to somebody else? No matter what anyone else believes, people like Audrey and Debbie are convinced that what they've witnessed are real. I remember the time being on the spaceship and standing there in the spaceship and the floor and walls disappeared, and I was just staring at Earth. They said they realized that the stories sound too fantastic and at times the stuff of sci-fi blockbusters. In science fiction, aliens are often more anthropomorphic and benign creatures like E.T., my favorite Martian, and the classic Star Trek television series, or the hit movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But extraterrestrials can also embody people's fears, looking radically different from human life. Pop culture depictions of aliens don't seem to be slowing down on cable and the acclaimed miniseries Torchwood, Children of Earth. where the alien sinister thoughts are spoken through possessed children. And this fall, ABC will add a series called Outer Space. When you see these objects and then you do the research, you see that there's many people who have experienced the same thing. And you have to say to yourself, maybe there's more to this. With the number of unexplained UFO sightings mounting, and this is in 2009, Copeland began keeping a log and sketching what he believes he has witnessed during the missing time episodes he's experienced. I was in a room and I saw a woman who didn't have complete human features, he recalled from the night that he was abducted in 2006. She had the typical black eyes that you hear about and an elongated skull, and that startled me. The next memory I have is me standing on a balcony, waving this cylinder-shaped ship. Copeland said that his experience with aliens has spiritually transformed him. I just want to be a better person because I feel someone from above took notice of me, then maybe I'm doing something right. So something that I find really interesting about this is I remember this story from the early 1900s. I think maybe it was around the 1950s. This woman showed up at an emergency office. And she had this, she was too big. She had a really white, pale, glossy skin and huge black eyes. And she was silent and they opened her mouth and there was like a dead kitten in her mouth.
What?
And she let out this huge shriek thing and then disappeared.
What?
And that's group witnessed by everybody who worked at the hospital. What? So that, like, I'm reading this and I'm thinking, that sounds like what they actually have documentation of, which is really strange. And then it says, so a lot of people have been part of this, but everyone has different experiences. So I wonder if aliens are real, if it's more of, you know, you're seeing what your mind thinks you want to see. But the hard part is a lot of the time, the people who have had alien experiences are very
left
eccentric,
center.
Yeah. Or just eccentric. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. But seeing people with elongated skulls, you know, elongated skulls have been around as long as humans have been around.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like certain tribes find it desirable and would bound their children's skulls. Yeah, exactly, right? So seeing elongated skulls is a real thing. That occurs. And also, you know, some people have funny shaped heads, right? But seeing black eyes, funny, just at dinner, Mom was talking about when you were born. Your little girl, and she looked down, and you have like big beady black eyes.
Honestly, when I was born, my mom said there were no whites to my eyes. I had completely black eyes and completely black hair. And then I turned into a strawberry blonde after that, which was really weird.
So this lady talking about seeing tall with capes, black eyes, and elongated skulls. There's proof of elongated skulls. There's proof of big black eyes. A cape is an article of clothing, which can change, but capes have been around for thousands of years because people stood in cold taverns like this room and had to wear capes to keep warm. That was like the point of a cape, right? You know, like that is all real things.
It's just it's so easy to chalk things up to so many other reasons. Like the people who have lost time and they think they've been abducted, like are they having an absence, like a
seizure?
An absence seizure, and then they're seeing things like are there. Like we all know we have like DMT in our brains that gets released when you die. Are they having like weird close to death moments? Like people, you know, die on the table or half die or come back all the time. And they say they see things like that. So is that all that they're really seeing? And are we thinking too hard into it? Are extraterrestrials out there? I guess we're extraterrestrials if somebody else was out there.
Doubts. 100%.
100%.
We're the extraterrestrials.
I'm sure they are. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
This Pierce guy I work with says it. Nah, I can't stop saying it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tell them about your donut box.
Oh, man. So some guy, like I came into work and then there was like a Timmy's box. Timmy's is like a donut shop in Canada. Like a Timmy's box in my toolbox. I'm like, oh, nice, a donut. I like open it up and someone had like written on the inside a little stick figure. It's like, show me your butthole.
Were there any donuts?
There was no donuts.
He left you an empty box and said, show me your butthole?
Yeah.
And didn't give you a donut?
Yeah.
That's borderline mean.
That son of a bitch.
Were you sad after?
Yeah.
Double chocolate.
He better be careful though. He's gonna come around the corner and see my balls. He better look out. Yo, what's your favorite donut? From Tim's.
Sour cream glazed.
Don't lie to me. You know it's Boston cream. You know it's Boston cream.
Chris was here when we were talking about donuts, so we never got any. Now, like, I kind of need a donut right now.
Boston cream. Taylor?
sour cream glazed.
Wow.
I like old fashioned plain too.
What?
And I like double chocolate.
I don't even like, I'm actually going to leave this podcast right now.
No, I like Boston cream.
Boston cream, 100%, 365.
What, do you get one every day on the way to work?
No, but it's the best donut.
What's your like complete order from Timmy's?
Large coffee, one milk, Boston cream donut.
If an alien was to contact you, where do you think you would be when it happened?
You're right. Let's get back on track. Probably at work or at home. Because I spend the majority of my time at work and at home.
Yeah.
So if I was to be contacted by someone, the greatest probability would be at work or at home.
So an alien, okay, picture it. Close your eyes. Picture it.
Okay.
You and Chris are laying in bed.
Yeah.
You see a white light in the
hallway. Fireplace on.
Fireplace okay. on. White light in the hallway comes into your bedroom.
In the hallway or in the window?
Shit, window.
Okay.
Okay. Your window slides open. You're holding Chris. Oh my God, oh my God, what the fuck? This ball of light comes into your bedroom, turns into an alien. The alien looks like an alien, like the ones from Y2K, like the green guys. And they go, hello, my name is Jeff. My name is Jeff. and he goes, I need you to come with us. We need to test you guys. Will you come see our alien ways? Would you guys go?
100%.
Really?
100%.
What if Chris says, no, you're on your own? Would you go without her?
So this is weird. I keep a medieval sword in my bedroom for just such incidences, but
like no chance, just cuts off the alien's head and starts a war.
Well, to have proof, even if you could like just cut off a hand, you got the hand, like proof.
Dude, you better get bank for that.
You know, like extraterrestrials are real, but.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, I would go. It'd be too good of like.
And what if Chris says she's not going?
Yeah, man, that's a tough one. I don't know. It'd be like, I feel sometimes like I was born too late in the world to explore, you know, like I sort of feel like I still need the great adventure in my life, you know, like the pirate who sets off for sailing and never comes back, you know, like
you want to do that.
I know, but like, you know, like I long for adventure, you know, like that's the story can't be written if you don't take the first step. Oh, that was deep. Wow. You know, like in like taking an extraterrestrial's hand, that's the step to write the story.
Yeah, Jesus was born. No one's written the story.
Exactly. Jesus was born when Mary was denied a night at the inn. What happens when someone gets invited to step on an alien ship? We don't know because that story hasn't been written yet because that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but would anyone believe you anyways?
Well, that's why I was saying you got to have a medieval sword in your bedroom to cut off a hand. It's proof.
So instead of going with him, you're just going to cut off his hand and be like, hey, and you guys be like, wow, it's so nice to meet you. Great. Would you
first can off, I have a they glass speak of water? And Canadian then you, English.
Yeah, they're like, hey, bud.
That's oot the boot last night.
You want a boot? We can have a smoke.
You get a double double.
And then you're just like, sure. And then you just can come out with your sword and chop off his little hand.
What if they're not friendly?
Well, if he's like gracefully coming and invited you on his ship, I don't think he's a dick.
And like, what? His ship's just chilling on my driveway?
No, you gotta get beamed up.
Where's the ship?
Hovering above your house, 100 feet in the air.
Like, none of the neighbors, 100 feet. So all the neighbors will notice?
Yeah. But you were chosen.
But the beam of light goes through the ceiling?
I'm like literally concerned. It's so dark out here that we're going to go outside.
Don't.
We're going to open that door And I feel like as we run to your truck,
I know I left the keys in it too.
Then, oh my God, they're gonna have your keys. You're gonna go in. You're gonna start to try and panic to get it started, but they killed the battery because they're aliens, so the doors won't lock. And then all the doors on the truck at the exact same time go, and they open up, and the light surrounds the truck, and we all get magnetized out up in there, and they probe our bums.
Why would you say that?
That's what's gonna happen.
I don't
want to
get my bum probed.
Or do
I don't want to get my bum probed.
Why not? Even if it was an alien and you could tell your buddies that you've been probed by an alien.
I just ripped my jeans.
Show everyone your jeans.
Shit.
Joel.
Can y'all see that?
Why don't you just cut them off right now?
What's even the point of wearing them?
Can you turn your pants into Daisy Dukes?
No, it's freezing out.
You're literally sitting in a chair in a fur blanket with ripped pants.
I know, and I'm still cold. My feetsies are cold.
And a tinfoil hat.
Should we get back on the alien topic?
Yeah, go for it. What do you have to say?
There's just so many things. Like, so why? Like, do people in Europe talk about aliens like we do here in North America? Or no, is it only a North American thing?
I don't know.
Like, for example, whatever, just example. Does an Oriental country like China, does China talk about aliens or have like a heritage of aliens? Like, is
I don't know. Is it North American? I don't know.
Is there?
I expected you to know that shit.
Is there the equivalent of Area 52 in China?
You mean Area 51?
51.
Wait, what's Area 52? Do you know something we don't know, Joel?
I'm actually an alien.
Your hat just fell off.
Oh, no. You might be aliens.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Betty Cash. It's one thing to spot an extraterrestrial, but it's another to have one give you a disease. That's what Betty Cash of Texas claimed happened to her one December night in 1980 as she drove home down a winding road with her friend and her friend's grandson. They spotted what only they could say was a metallic silver object shaped like a diamond being chased by Army Chinook helicopters.
Chinook.
Cash then claimed that it came down with cancer. She claimed after that she came down with cancer caused by radiation from the UFO. Although the Army said that there were no helicopters in the area at the time, and doubters claimed Cash was probably suffering symptoms from an illness she already had. So listen to this. Betty and Barney Hill. In the first highly publicized UFO encounter, Betty and Barney claimed that on a September 1961 night, as they drove through New Hampshire White Mountains, strange beings with large eyes led them into a metallic disc as big as the Hill's house and exclaimed the married couple then released them, temporarily erasing their memories. When they somehow got home, dirty and confused, Betty's dress was ripped, her shoes were scuffed, and their watches had stopped. And it said that it was only with the help of a psychiatrist they could retrieve their memory, and they later co-authored the book called An Interrupted Journey. Doubters say they made up the story and were crazy, and that they had false memories. That's weird.
And why that's really curious is because it happened to two people.
And both their watches stopped at the same time.
That's what's really weird. Two people.
Then there was a guy named Lonnie Zamora. And this is cool because he's a policeman, so you think you trust him, right? As policeman Lonnie Zamora chased a speeding car outside of Socorro, New Mexico, on the evening of April 21st, 1964, he claimed to have seen an egg-shaped flame-shooting UFO land near his patrol car. Two figures lingered outside the ship before they re-entered the craft and flew off, leaving behind charred bush. As a respected lawman, Zamora's account has been given as special credence, but skeptics say Zamora either fell for an elaborate hoax by high schoolers or invented the sighting in cahoots with the mayor to boost tourism.
You never know.
But it's hard. It's hard credentials-wise if it's only one person. Because it's only one. It's your word against mine, right? Like, it's only one. Like, having the one where it's two people, both their watches stopped, you know, like, that's so much more reassuring.
Now, I have another one that you might have info on because I know you love this time period. A lot of people say that the pyramids were made by aliens. Take it away.
So I randomly get on kicks, like just random ass kicks. Before, I was on an Egypt kick for like 2.5 years. I've watched every documentary on YouTube, on the internet, about ancient Egypt. Ancient Egypt, fascinating. Yeah. And the pyramids, like the pyramids that you think of, the pyramids, like at the Giza Plateau, are so old. Like, you know the name Cleopatra?
Yeah.
Cleopatra was alive closer to you being alive right now than when the pyramids were built.
Oh.
The pyramids are so old. It's incredible how old the pyramids are.
Is there like lost history on how they were created, or like how does that?
Yes and no. So there's no proven definitive thing. And remember when we were in New York, we went to the Met.
I didn't go to the Met. We just went to the
Chris and I went to the Met.
Yeah, you and Chris did.
Fascinating. They have like a whole Egyptology section, like a whole thing on Egypt. And something that gets looked over a lot, they have a reel from like 4,500 years ago. One of the sleds, like a sleigh sort of thing, that the blocks were put on to be moved. And like ancient Egypt is fascinating, but no, it was not built by pyramids. And it wasn't built by slaves either. It was actually a taxation system where people had like, for example, you had to give like 2 months a year labor essentially to the government. And that's how the pyramids were built. It was like a taxation system.
That's kind of wild. What,
people always think it was slaves, but the problem with slaves throughout all of history, like Inca, Peru, Mayans, you can make slaves work all day, but they won't do a good job. You know, like
why the pyramids were done so well? Because I know they were like, okay, they had to have lasers. They had to have all of these different kind of things to create the pyramids.
The Egyptians had what's called the plumb level. So if you have a piece of string with a weight on it and a right angle, which is easy to make, it's going to hang perfectly straight. You have an absolutely straight line. You can then go off that in any direction. Because
I know a lot
straight.
Of people are like, there's no way that they didn't have more civilized building stuff than
us. They cut the blocks. Usually it was like a bronze type blade, copper, with sand like as grit, and they worked it back and forth. That's how they cut.
How long did it take to create a pyramid?
Like the ones of the Giza Plateau, I believe it was one lifetime, because one pharaoh is like, I want. So, okay, how pyramids first started, which I'm pretty sure they first started in Sudan, a famous person died, right? Like a king died and they buried him. But then what happened is grave robbers knew he was buried with his goods and his treasures, so they robbed him. So one guy, eventually when he got buried, they built like a big square mound on top of him to stop grave robbers, because they had to dig through the mound. But then what happened is his son died and his son wanted to be buried with his dad. So they dug through the top of the mound to bury him there, and then they put more rocks on top of that. And then the next generation died and they dug through both mounds, and like it started a pile of rocks, essentially, is what occurred.
Yeah.
And then someone along the line said, well, it took five generations to make this mound. I just want one mound for me.
And that's what kind
and
of
then that's sort of what snowballed the pyramids into effect. And another interesting thing about pyramids, you know what, like Aztecs?
Yeah.
South America?
Yeah.
Humongous distance away from Egypt, also built pyramids. But a very generic shape, very strong shape, strong to earthquakes, strong to water. Like it's a very, essentially, a pyramid is a good way to pile rocks up without having them move. Especially if they're square and all sit on top of each other nice. But I've never been to Egypt, but it is a bucket list item for me. The undertaking of moving so many stones. And also, you know, the pyramids on the Giza Plateau were originally covered with marble.
Oh.
They were covered with white marble, but they were stripped for other projects throughout all the centuries. They would have been like a gleaming white triangle at some point in time with a golden tip. But yeah, there's so many theories about a big central ramp or being built from the inside. There's so many theories about how the pyramids are built. But I just love Egypt. And yeah, essentially a pyramid is just it's a really good way to pile rocks without the rocks falling over.
Yeah, that is. I heard that King Tut was really messed up.
He was like 13.
When he died?
He was inbred. I don't know how old he was when he died. But I think he was 13 when he came to power. He had ladies' hips, a club foot, couldn't walk right, and he actually died from
a toothache, right?
It was like a molar. Wasn't it a molar?
Didn't it go like septic or something?
Yeah, in his mouth, and that's what killed him. And he had a clubbed foot and couldn't walk right, and had like big female hips.
I heard that he was like really curvy.
Uh-huh.
So like, what is it, just from inbreeding probably?
Yeah, probably.
Wow. And then what is, like, there's so much lore around King Tut and all the stuff that like happens if you go near him, and like all the people that have messed with his things have died of crazy illnesses.
So like the original people that opened it up, say there was like 40 people that went in there, like 20 of them died, but almost all 20 of them who died of natural causes, or they had like, for example, he died of throat cancer,
but it was all
within,
he was like,
a heavy smoker.
But like, wasn't it all within like a super close time period or no?
It was, I know I've researched this before, but I can't remember. It was within a close time period, but it wasn't a close enough time. Like it wasn't like a week.
Yeah.
Like it was like,
okay.
Like, okay, I worked on pipelines. I'm going to die from cancer in 20 years. Well, he worked on pipelines, so.
Did
he say? He was
18 when
he died.
I was 18
when he died.
And a mix between malaria and a broken leg.
Malaria and a broken leg. Mosquito. I remember them saying, or was it maybe it was Cleopatra or with Ramsay. The thing. Can you look up Cleopatra? I'm pretty sure Cleopatra died from like some weird mouth thing.
Yeah, Egypt is fascinating.
It's just crazy, like, how.
A fatal bite from a venomous snake.
She died from a snake?
Yeah.
I really, who died from the mole? There was a mouth thing.
No, she did it by suicide. She wanted to die. So she got the snake to bite her.
Why? Okay, I need to know why. Can you Google that? Why did Cleopatra want to die?
Was it a love affair? I hope it was a love affair.
Man.
It was a Romeo and Juliet like thing.
By the way, I think I'm going to go on a solo trip.
To where?
I really want to go to New Orleans.
Cool.
But Adam doesn't want me to go alone. I get that. Because it's like in America. So I'm thinking maybe going to PEI.
PEI is cool.
Is it nice?
I've been there. Yeah,
like on the island?
In the summer, during the off season, like right now.
Yeah. Why? What's going on there?
A lot of businesses are closed for the season. Restaurants closed. There's like a hotel open. I stayed at the Delta downtown Charlottetown.
And there was just nothing else open?
Like the main strip. Like it's off season. Like would you go to Grand Bend right now?
No.
Yeah, it's like it's off season, right? Oh, okay. It's not cool off season.
So what happened to Cleopatra?
So she committed suicide, allowing her to avoid the humiliation of being paraded as a prisoner in the Roman triumph, celebrating the military victory of the Octavian group. So like someone like took over and she didn't want to be humiliated and like become like a normal person, so she killed herself.
Oh shit.
The Romans. Man, also, I was on a Roman kick for like a year and a half. Romans kick ass.
Yeah.
Romans are so incredible.
It's crazy all the things in history that have happened. And now we just like can't live life without our iPads.
Yeah.
I bet when the aliens come here, they'll be like, wow. Not what we thought. When we looked from far away, yeah. Y'all were building pyramids. And now we get here and everybody has an Apple Watch and we're all confused and sad and on Prozac. Anyways, Joel, thank you so much for coming on to talk about aliens. Now, I'm sure everybody wants a little bit of update on your life because no one's seen you in a while.
Yeah.
And people write about you all the time.
Thank you. People still write me on Instagram and I may not respond, but I like the Instagram. Like, I like hearing your stories.
What's your Instagram?
Joel Horvath.
Like, what's your at?
Zoltan Joel.
At Zoltan Joel?
Yeah.
All right. Tell them what's new with your life,
but,
quick.
But yeah, just living the married life, renovating my house. Working as a diesel mechanic, apprentice now. Met some good guys there that are really cool. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I want a dog.
He wants a wiener dog.
I want a wiener dog.
So, like, if you... Because, like, I don't really believe in, like, just springing a dog on someone. But, like, if a dog just happened to happen...
A wiener dog.
Would you be upset?
No, but you know, I'm going to talk about it with Chris at first. But, okay, yeah. Yo, is this going on YouTube?
Yeah.
1,000 likes. And I'll get a wiener dog.
1,000 likes and Joel will get a wiener dog.
10,000 likes.
No, we won't get that. You already said
it. Do you get 1,000 likes a video?
I don't know. Do we know? Oh, I don't have my phone.
I should have said a higher number.
Oh, well. 1,000 likes and you're going to get a wiener dog. And her name will be, what was it, Penelope? Penny?
Yeah, Penelope.
Penny the wiener dog.
Yeah, Penelope. Penny.
Penny.
Yeah, Penny. A wiener dog.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Haunted Estate.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'll see you again.
Don't forget, life gets hard. I swear it'll get better.
All right, take care.
Stay spooky.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.